Let me share with you a story which happened to my family. A relative of my grandfather in Halberstadt, a Jew by the name Mr. Hirsch, was dealing with copper. Had a big business. 1871, there was a war between Germany and France. It broke out on Shabbos. Shabbos morning, he receives the telegram. He didn't open it. Every hour, he receives another telegram. But only after Abdullah, he opened all the telegrams. And this is what the telegram said. The German government needs copper. We would like to buy from you copper. Sound so much copper, we offer you 10,000 mark. But since he didn't answer because it was Shabbos, the next telegram says we offer you 20. By the end of the Shabbos, the German government was so desperate, they offered him 150,000. He opened all the telegrams. Sunday morning he went. Wherever it was, the station he had to contact, he told them, I'll tell you the truth. I did not answer because I didn't like the price. I would have sold it to you for 10,000. I just didn't open the telegram, it was Shabbos. But I'll sell it to you for 10,000. They couldn't believe how honest the person is. It went all the way to the German Kaiser, who asked my great-great uncle to come before him. And the German Kaiser said to him, I've never met an honest person like you. I guess when you keep Shabbos, Shabbos makes an honest person out of you. But first of all, he says, let me have the privilege of paying you 150,000 because you deserve it. We decided to give it to you. But above all, I would like to make you a Baron. Everybody knows, everybody heard of Baron Hirsch. Friends, I want you to know, Shabbos is the greatest gift. Shabbos is the sweetest thing in the world. A Jew cannot live without Shabbos. A Jew cannot be a second without Shabbos. 1 second after Abdullah, I'm waiting for next Shabbos. Friends, I bless you with Shabbos, Shabbos. Helik Shabbos. I eat the love of God.